How yogic philosophy can help a pregnant woman. I learn a traditional yoga practice, and I love this part where we are really think not only of the asana or of the relaxation, but we can have a look to the general of the big picture of pregnancy class, of the yoga practice. So I want to tell you now the importance of the five principles of the yoga practice. And I really suggest you to teach to your students the importance of these five principles in pregnancy time. The first one is proper physical exercise. It is very important to understand that pregnancy yoga is not only to prepare for labor or to relax. It is a real reconnection for the moms with their bodies. Every asana has many physical benefits for the mom and for the baby. Most important, they help to develop awareness of the different stages of pregnancy. When a mom is aware, she knows what is good for her. And the yoga practice is an important occasion to meet the baby in a deeper and mental way before it is even born. And we do that with the proper physical exercise, which means the regular physical practice will guarantee to the students a good feeling about their bodies. And it will avoid some disturbances usual during pregnancy. Proper breath. You will learn how to teach proper breath to the class, for a pregnancy class. The yoga practice helps to improve the breath during pregnancy. It teaches how to breathe properly and gives some good tools to get energy through the breath. If you're not very expert about pregnancy, you have always to keep in your mind that the pregnant woman from the second trimester, late second trimester until the end of the pregnancy will have difficulties to breathe. And we will see why, and we will see in details what is happening. But for now, just remember that a lot of women will start pregnancy yoga class around the 6 or 7 months. Because they will understand that they will need breath techniques, because they will feel that the belly is too big and they cannot breathe properly. So yoga offers a breath techniques to go through labor, to go through all the pregnancy, and to rebalance the sympathetic and parasympathetic system. So by teaching the proper breath, you are working on the nervous system, the one that we cannot control direct with our will, the unconscious one. The third point is positive thinking and meditation. Mind and thoughts control is a big part of the pregnancy yoga practice. We will go through this with meditations, visualizations, exercise, and positive resolutions. Positive thinking is very important during pregnancy. Sometimes not planned, always come up unexpectedly, before, during, and after pregnancy. So it is important to teach moms how to keep their mind flexible and positive. Thoughts are coming. Sometimes they're positive, sometimes they're negative. So we will teach them how to think positive also when the mind is giving us negative thoughts. The fourth point is proper relaxation. And this is essential to recharge the batteries. In pregnancy time, the body is doing amazing stuff, is really creating a life inside. So the mom the moms will feel always tired and sometimes with fatigue and tiredness and laziness. Usually during pregnancy, laziness is confused with the need of rest. And it's important to teach to the moms how to rest properly, how to rest and get the battery recharged. And for this, we will see the asana restorative positions. And it is important for them to learn how to sleep and which position to assume for proper sleep. And we have a section dedicated to that. The last point, which is also very important, is proper nutrition. Food is important as the breath during pregnancy. Proper food for the body is like positive thoughts for the mind and proper breath for the brain. Moms will be very interested in receiving suggestions about eating fresh, healthy food and some Ayurveda tips about food. So what I do, I always get some information about Ayurvedic nutrition and food, and sometimes during the class, especially with the change of the season, I suggest them some Ayurvedic tips and we will see them together. So these are just few tips how can yogic philosophy can help a pregnant woman. Remember, we have five principles of the traditional yoga practice. Proper physical exercise that you will teach them. Proper breath you will teach them. Positive thinking and meditation. You will learn how to teach them to keep the mind positive and how to control the mind. Proper relaxation that we will see together through nidra, visualization and restorative, and proper nutrition. So these are the five main ways yoga can help in a pregnancy stage.